So if you have your Bibles, go to Mark the 5th chapter with me. I'm with you, Sister Moses. They don't know. They don't know that you almost lost one of your children. They don't know. What is the song? You don't know my story. Praise him like I praise him.
Glory to God.
Think that yet you may not have no more happiness after you lose your husband, but God is a great God. Sister Richard, do me a favor real quick. Go over there and put your hand on Sister Narvella's stomach for me, because she just got released from some stuff. So just put it on her. Just put your hand right there on her. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. Yeah. because some of y'all need to hear that. There's freedom in Jesus. I just want to speak to you for a few minutes. Devil, you got to go.
Yes.
Somebody say it when you say, devil, time is up. And you got to leave him out of here. Cannot have my friends, can't have my church, can't have my church family, can't have my pastor, can't have his wife. You got to go. Chapter 5 reads as thus, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. And they came over into the other side. That's a message all by itself. Into the country of the Gadarenes. I don't know if I said that right. That was my best shot. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs. No man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains. The chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs. Crying and cutting himself with stones. That is a spirit. But when he saw Jesus, I'm sorry, I was studying this and I really didn't catch it till right now. When he saw Jesus, not close up. Oh my God, that takes a whole other twist in scripture there. Afar off, he and all his demonic friends ran. In other words, when he saw Jesus, there was some power that was unleashed. And worshiped him, cried with a loud voice, and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. He besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Wait a minute. So the demons are still there. They didn't come out. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. All the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. And forth with Jesus gave them leave. Y'all listen to the word now. Some of y'all already speaking it. Y'all listen to it now. Listen to it. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. The herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. They that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. They went out to the sea, to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his
right mind. Hallelujah.
Right. So if he was clothed then, that means he must have been naked. Devil, you got to go.
Yeah.
Take your seat. My children have an affinity for dogs. A couple of years ago, we had a dog by the name of Peppino. He was already grown when we got him. I don't think nothing bad happened, but we could not really tell what Peppino had been through. Because Peppino had his own mind and at times exhibited some very unusual behaviors. Peppino was afraid of nothing and only obeyed when food was at stake. Although we tried to train Peppino, he would go to the bathroom wherever he found a suitable spot. When he ran away or he broke free, at times we went after him. Rescued him from the pound. He had got away for a couple days. He ended up in the pound and they was looking for him online. We wouldn't pay his bond and got him out. It took time to groom him. He would take us, when we were chasing him, down around the corner. He had us as a family looking crazy. Every time we would get close to getting him off the street, he would take off running again. We would get in a car and chase him down the street. We lost Pepino for the last time. When Janae took him out for a walk, broke off the leash, and took off. I haven't seen Pepino since. In other words, this time we wasn't chasing after him. When my daughter came back in the house, even she had got tired. She said, Pepino, go on, Daddy. He said, all right. We had decided that he was not worth the trouble. The man in today's scripture is just such a nuisance. He doesn't know how to act. Yet he is the first one to meet Jesus once he gets off the boat. After that scripture goes forth, then scripture reaches back into this man's history. It's obvious that he had had some dealings with people. In other words, somebody tried to help him. I'm sure that there was a progression of help. At some point, he lived with people, had relationships with people, talked with people, and he was able to mask the demons that were raging on the inside of him. There are some of us walking around here trying to get some help, and you barely hold on to the force that is raging on the inside of you. Went to church on Sundays, worked through the week, had social time with family and friends. But as time went on, his behavior got worse. The worse he got, the more they tried to control him. Some of their controls involved putting chains on him. But he was so out of his mind that he was able to break those chains. They said they put shackles on him. He was able to break the shackles into pieces. That's what scripture says.